10 years ago today, around 230,000 people died when a devastating tsunami ripped through more than a dozen Asian countries. For many Australians, the damage and destruction in some of the best-known tourist areas in Thailand particularly hit home. For a long time there, the official death toll was disputed, but it ended up sitting officially at 5,395. Three massive waves hit the southern coastline on that clear, sunny morning. 70% of the victims were Caucasian, mainly Scandinavian and German tourists, many of whom realised too late what was unfolding to be saved. In the lead-up to the anniversary, Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley travelled to the area to discover that while they've been rebuilt, many of the locals have certainly not recovered from the trauma of Boxing Day 2004.
It's still just as chilling. As he yells for people to run to safety, local man Anakul Churankul films as the first tsunami wave hits in Khao Lak, north of Phuket. The video, shot from above, shows a lone man staring down the wave. Seconds later, he's dead as it destroys everything in its path. A decade on, the man behind the camera struggles to come to terms with what he saw that day. I saw people walk down to the water and start filming, he says. I saw the line of wave and it was coming to the beach. I still had time to warn people to come up. I was trying to shout. I shouted, "Get out, get out." Khao Lak was devastated. More than 4,000 people lost their lives that day. Further down in Phuket, hundreds died too. Thai woman Nurse Jenny was hailed a hero for the work she did that day. A decade on, her memories are still vivid.
When I come to the hospital, when I arrived to the hospital, it looked like a war. In the afternoon, about maybe 2 or 3 p.m., around that, I saw the first dead bodies come here. And I think one dead body, okay. 15 minutes later, the second dead bodies come more and more.
Across the southern coastline in Thailand, infrastructure's been rebuilt, but the emotional and physical scars are still with the locals. Atinok Pichanang is now 33 years old. She says the 10-year anniversary has brought all the memories flooding back. It was 10 a.m. The skies were clear, she says. I was driving near the sea when the wave was moving in. What I saw with my own eyes, children being pulled out by the water. I could not do anything to help them. Another man tells AM, people were scared, the damage was huge, it was with a blink of an eye that they lost both assets and lives. But he says people aren't scared anymore because of the extensive tsunami warning system. We are practicing every year, he says, a rehearsal to run from a tsunami. But he does hope it's a day that will never be replicated. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.